Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
All right, so there are three types of people in this world. Those who notice nothing, those who notice but don't care to question, and then there are those who ask why. Most of us are each of those people every day. That's where this guy comes in.
I'm David Wagner. I'm sorry, what are you doing? Do you want me to ask my question?
Yeah, so we are sitting in your truck outside a BP gas station in Caledonia, right off 7 Mile Road exit. Why are we here? You submitted a question to Bubbler Talk, and what was that?
My question was, what is 7 Mile Road 7 miles from?
Right now, we're just off I-94, 20 minutes south of Milwaukee. Now, after seeing David's question, my first thought was, well, that's an easy answer, Lake Michigan. Like with everything these days, a coworker and I decided to consult Google, and Google said, definitely not Lake Michigan. If any of you are snickering right now, just know I'm not ashamed to be wrong, but we still don't have the answer to David's question. The next logical step was to rope David in on this. I asked him to meet us at the 7 Mile Road exit so we could take a ride. If you haven't guessed by now, we drove 7 miles one direction to see where we ended up. Scientific, right?
So this is lots of undeveloped land right now. And we are on Frontage Road, is that correct?
Yes, we're on the East Frontage Road heading south.
All right. And so right next to us, we're running parallel to the interstate.
Correct.
And wait, where are we starting? What miles are you at on your vehicle?
Oh, that's a very good question. We're at 946.2 when we started.
All right.
Okay, so you'll see here, we're now passing 6.5 Mile Road.
All right.
So we're going somewhere.
But exactly where was that somewhere?
Well, we're still a half mile.
Half mile away. We got to keep going.
Yeah. And it's still fields and traffic.
Yep, pretty much. It's like that movie, Are We There Yet?
0.2 miles later, and we were actually there, just south of Highway 20.
There's a Toyota car dealership.
Toyota dealership. I'm not sure that was here when 7 Mile Road was named.
And that's our 7 miles.
That's our 7 miles. Okay.
And Burger King, yeah.
Well, there's your answer.
There you go.
David was a little disappointed, so I decided to keep digging because we figured that couldn't be the real answer. That journey took me 9 miles east to the county courthouse in Racine to meet with Tom Friedel.
I'm retired. I am the former city administrator for the city of Racine.
You know those people who know everything? Tom is one of those. In fact, for the purposes of this story, let's call him Tom the All-Knowing.
I can answer a lot of questions, yes.
All right.
That's what you do when you're the city administrator. You ask, you answer a lot of questions.
And so basically, the question is, what is 7 Mile Road 7 miles from?
Well, we're standing at the corner of 7th and Wisconsin outside the Racine County Courthouse. So if you look down 7th Street, 7th Street runs, and it's a section line. When this territory was divided and surveyed, there were 1 mile sections created from the Illinois border all the way north. So in Racine County, the closest point to county government is right here at 7th and Wisconsin.
So what does county government have to do with any of this?
Well, county government would be the agency that runs and sets up the lines and the borders and all of the municipal functions. Until someone becomes a city, then they take over that responsibility.
So basically what you're saying, 7 Mile Road is supposed to be 7 miles from the seat of county government.
Well, it's not supposed to be, it just happens to be.
Okay.
So there's a section line that runs here. There's another one a mile away, and a mile away, and a mile away. You count 7 miles, and you will be at 7 Mile Road.
Tom says street names obviously came later.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.